Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sam Zeitz is here. Sam's a new friend. He's the CEO of the financial technology company Grubber, and he is an award-winning CEO, and he's joining us now to talk to us, to give us a report on what he's seeing out there across the marketplace landscape. Sam Zeitz, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Sam, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
There you go. There you go. All right, now I've got you. Hey, yeah. It's the miracle of are you there, Sam?
Yes, I am here. Thank you, Jim, for having me on.
There you go. The miracle of live radio. Hey Sam, when you look across the landscape, I know there's a lot of problems, a lot of issues out there, a lot of pain and uncertainty. When you look across the, for example, your customers, what are they telling you? What are you seeing?
Well, we focus on a number of different verticals, and a lot of those verticals have been on the extremes. So when I talk about, you know, extremes, we deal with stadiums and arenas. So, you know, obviously, as a huge sports fan myself, we're all in this country a little disappointed that we're not able to watch our sports. And, you know, they're concerned, right, when will the sports be able to be played, but then when will the fans be able to come back? And when the fans come back, what does that look like? Do we sit every other seat? Do we sit every third seat? You know, how do they interact in the concourses? I mean, we've all been to a stadium, you know, in between, you know, halftime or before the game, the concourses are packed. Everybody's elbow to elbow. You know, what does that look like in a post-corona world? Will the fans come back? Casinos are completely shut down. That's another vertical we play in. Retail is another vertical. But, you know, restaurants really fall into three major categories. You have QSR, which is your quick service. You have your fast casual, and then you have your full service. And the restaurants that have been impacted the most have been the full service restaurants. Just about every state has shut down full service restaurants and said you can only stay open for carry out and take out, you know, carry out delivery. Well,
We've never had this happen before, have we? This is never.
No.
I mean, the idea that an industry would be shut down, this is new, isn't it?
This is unprecedented, obviously, you know. And, you know, these were all extremely thriving industries, but for the fact that we mandated that they shut down for health reasons and, you know, valid reasons to do it, but these were all successful businesses that many of them, you know, almost overnight are on the brink of bankruptcy, and hopefully as a result of a lot of the programs that the government has put out, that will not be the case. But there are going to be a number of our favorite restaurants and stores that are not going to reopen after this quarantine is lifted.
Well, the thing that we have to think about right now is really twofold. Number one, how much damage has been done, and who's gonna make it through this, and what is that landscape gonna look like on the other side, and then once we are on the other side of this, once we have recovered and we've got our economic engine cranked up again, then we have to deal with the changes in the behavior of our customers, the expectations that they have. That's going to impact the recovery too, isn't it?
Yeah, the psyche, the impact on the American psyche is the only thing the analogy I've been using is 9/11. Right after 9/11, everyone in this country, and especially those like myself that were living in New York at the time, you were affected, and you were not just affected for a week or a month, you were affected for years. And the same thing, if we came out with a magic cure today and gave it to everybody, we would still be impacted. And what is that impact going to look like is how consumers are going to react. And a lot of things that we took as norm are going to change. What we've been saying in restaurants is, if you would have asked me the question 2 months ago, I would have told you 2 to 5 years from now, the cashiers are going to go away because point of sale systems are going to go away, and we'll be with, in a kind of a cashierless environment, similar to what happened at airports. Ticketing agents disappeared. Bank tellers have disappeared. Mm-hmm. Well, this has accelerated that. People don't want to interact with a cashier. They don't want to. They're going to prefer to either order on some sort of self-ordering kiosk on a mobile device, or they're going to use some sort of delivery app like an Uber Eats or a Grubhub.
Well,
you're going to
and Sam, I just assumed a kiosk not look at me as I had the employee not take my order and not look at me. What's the difference, right? when they take my money, not even look
point.
At me, hand me their, if I'm going to be impersonal, if I'm going to have impersonal service, I just soon do it with a machine as I do a person.
That it's funny when I talk to people, I'm like, when's the last time a cashier looked you in the eye? And for me, it's been a long time.
Or said thank you.
Exactly. So, listen, these were jobs that people did not want. And the fortunate thing is it's going to lead to better opportunities within the restaurants. But the restaurants, keep in mind, once this quarantine ends, once the threat of corona ends, we are still going to be, experiencing a pretty severe, recession. And the economic impact, once this is, all past us, the fear from a health perspective, we now have to do with the economic reality that we're going to be presented with. And we're going to have
Sam, hold on to that thought. Give us your website, please.
Yeah, our website is www.grubber.com.
All right, so check it out. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to get Sam to talk to us about what he thinks. Well, we're going to talk about the self-help checkout.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.